Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.
Mobile, Mackinac City.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Rain. 46 degrees.
Any DLH Mobile, Mackinac City, on the Mackinac Bridge. DMH Mobile levering.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Rain. 46 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, rain, 47 degrees.
KB8OOE. KB8OOE, this is KF8BSC, Mobile, Flint, Michigan, go ahead.
Up here in Baxter, just had to stop at the grocery store deli and pick some things up. out here enjoying this slimy weather.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Boy, on that transmission there, name is Randy also. Your transmission there, you had some kind of humming interference. You were still fully copyable, but just you had a real annoying buzz going on that was not there when you first came on with your call.
It could be the exhaust of this truck, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it wasn't there that time. You were nice and clean. Sound like you're sitting in the truck next to me.
Yeah, I got a buddy. A buddy and I are running some tests on these little cheap radios. We're going to present the results to this group of friends we hang out with. And this one I've had quite a while, but he just got one like it. And it's one of those cheap TYT Chinese rigs. And I don't know, it could be doing something weird. I know the one does some crazy stuff, but the other, it has dual watch, which this one doesn't, although it doesn't have crossband repeat.
I know quite a few guys who use those as their handheld. I've never had one. I have two or three of those TID TID radios, H8 I think they are. They're a good little radio. I've had nothing but good luck with them.
I've got one of those. My buddy Gary bought it for me, and then I found these other ones. They've got a modification board, and they'll do single sideband down into 40 or maybe even down to 80 meters. They're handhelds. Horrible, probably, filtration down there, but if you're doing a narrow band mode, I've yet to see them on a scope, which I will do, because they have several SDR rigs, and I want to see what they're capable of and see what the harmonics look like. But this one is a mobile rig, and this one is a little bit more. The other one I've got, it was like $62. And they're both like 25-watt radios, and it does all right. I can't complain. You got enough gain on the antenna, then you don't need 50 watts. But they do get warm, let me tell you. Same processor as the UV5Rs and all the rest. Not much to them, for sure.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I'd be interested to see what you see when you put them on a scope. And I bet they do get warm then. That every now and again, that PID that I have, it'll get noticeably warm, but not... not too awful bad.
I shifted gears there. I was talking about this mobile radio. The TID, when you run them full 5 watts, I mean, it's 100% duty cycle on FM, right? So that's what you get. But these are, that's a 5-watt rig, I think. And then these mobile rigs are 25. But the one has 3 power settings, and this one has 2, I think. But the other ones are a Quansheng knockoff, and they've got an expansion board that's got more memory, so you can put more memory channels on it. And then it also does single sideband AM and FM. They've got a couple different programs you flash those with. They're neat little handhelds. I'm just looking for a cheap way to get on something that would get me mobile, more mobile on the low band, the digital modes.
Yeah, sure. Like I say, I've got a few buddies who use them, and it's their daily handheld. If they're gonna carry one, a lot of them got those Yaesu. I can't think what the what the number is on them, but they're a pretty expensive unit.
And they're all Oriental. I mean, Yaesu's what, Japan. And hard telling where they're really made. You know, if Japan just runs a test on them before they ship them out the door, if Japan actually makes them with components from God only knows where. So they're all Oriental. There's really nothing built in the States anymore. And if it was, it would probably be as big as a house. And I don't know, it's a sad fact. I have a couple little five-band rigs that are as big as a deck of playing cards and will do 5 watts. They're true SDX. They're nice little radios. I have to play with those more, but I've got transverters for those to get me up on 2 and 440, but I'd like to look at the signal on them as well.
Well, it sounds like you're running a pretty good review on them. That's pretty cool. Well, I'm downtown playing here. Got to make a run into a couple buildings. Nice chatting with you. Thanks for riding along. This is KF8BSC Mobile. Be clear on your file.
Got a buddy in the UP. I'm going to set up a wire today if it stops raining and talk to him up in, he's up, all the way over by Wisconsin, Iron Mountain area. So I'm going to see if I can wrap with him for a little bit tonight. It's going on dark sometime. 7-3, this is KV8OE.
What was your name real quick?
I can hear Kilo. So Mike's your name.
I didn't copy that at all. All I heard was meep, meep.
My radio making a racket?
Yeah, it's like every other transmission.
I'm going to have to get into that, check that out. Mike's the name here.
I copy that. All right, Mike 7-3. Have a good day. Try to stay dry. KF8BSC in the mobile. I'll be clear.
7-3, KB8RE. SWR, KB8RE. KB8RE.
Good afternoon. WDAPKL.
Yeah, I heard you in there, W, some KBL or something like that. Anyway, yeah, good morning. Good afternoon, I guess. Now, how you doing?
Well, I was doing fine until I looked outside. See what kind of day we have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It looks like it's going to be like this and then get colder and maybe some of that white stuff in the near future. So I'll have to wait until like March or April. I think probably about April and get it over with.
Yeah, Roger. I don't blame you. I used to like wintertime cold weather, but now that I'm 80 years old, I don't like it anymore. Living in the wrong state now.
Yeah, I'm getting up there. I'm 70, so don't compute my brain, but that's what my birth certificate says. That was 55, so it's like, yeah, okay, I guess so. Anyway, I gotta go over here to a friend's house, check on him. He's not doing well. He lost his wife, and he's kind of by himself now, so I go over and check on him once in a while, help him out wherever I can.
Oh, Roger, okay. Well, I know what that's like. I lost a wife 5 years ago. I'm going to change radios here. This is, I have two ICOM radios, and I want to try my handheld. Please stay with me, okay? Yeah, this one is my handheld. It only puts out like 5 watts, and I am over in Carlton. I think this repeater is about 14 or 15 miles away from me.
Well, you're doing a good job. Audio is awesome. I can't beat the audio on either one of them. I have the ICOM 5100 in the truck here and 9052 at home. But yeah, they both sound real good.
Oh, Roger. Well, I haven't used this. I've listened on this a lot, but I haven't used it much since I've had it, and I've had it over a year. I've got I think it's a 5/8 wave antenna on it. This 5200 even has Bluetooth and voice-operated transmit. It's an amazing radio. Beyond that, it also is digital, so I can go through a digital repeater and talk on that as well. Again, call here, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. Handle here is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, bravo.
This is Mike, W8YRC. Anyway, I'm on the Shark RF, the Mike digital one. I switched over to the other one. It was getting noisy. I'm going away from the repeater here in Lapeer. But, I'm on this one here. Our Lapeer repeater's got issues right now. We've got the wind damage and all that, so we don't have a tower up. So we're makeshift this and that for now until we get a tower up. Probably early spring we'll probably get a tower up. Can't wait for that. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, up here in Saginaw, our repeaters are fine. The only one that has any trouble is, Midland. And their D-Star repeater, they never have had a permanent place for it. But ours has, set on top of a hospital building. The other one, WDAC, or KDAC, I'm sorry, that's on top of a high-rise, 11-story building near downtown Saginaw.
Here in Lapeer, we don't really have anything high except the people. We got enough of them places around, but we was going to put back on the water tower, and it sounds like they want to take the water tower down, so it's obsolete, so they decided they're going to take it down instead of repainting it or anything, so there goes our good idea. I used to have it up there years ago when I was president, but then it came down. Never got put back up there, so we have a hospital, but it's only like a 4-story, so it's nothing exciting. So we're still looking. I think we're going to end up with a new tower. W8YRC.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Well, here, let me get off of here. I appreciate your help, and hopefully I'll talk to you again. WDAPKL 73.
Yeah, Bob, nice talking to you. We'll do it again real quick. I'm out here in a boat somewhere. 7-3, blessed day. W-A-Y-R-C.
CLTV.
How you doing today?
Sure you're talking to me. I thought there was another station in there. I'm doing pretty good. It's Bob up in Swartz Creek.
Not a very good looking day, is it?
No. I got all dressed up. I thought I was going to funeral, but I guess it's tomorrow. Back in and change clothes. Yeah, I got the days mixed up.
Yeah, I just got done with an MRI, and I thought I'd get on here and see if anybody's on here, and just heading back to my house. I'm in Flint. I don't know where you at.
I'm out here in Swartz Creek. Right off Seymour Road.
Okay, you're not that far. All right, well, thanks for keying up, and have a great day, man.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Rain. 46 degrees.
KAZHL, 73 clear.
I just put a new 5100 in here. Icon 5100, just playing around it, sitting in the driveway.
I got one of those in my other truck, and then I have the 2730A in the house as my base unit.
Yeah, I'm looking for something to put in the base. I've been out of it for a while. I'm just getting back into it. This is Bob. My name's Bob. Yeah, this is different. I used to just turn the dial. Now I've got to figure out all these programs. I got a program, a buddy of mine programmed it, put the card in there and did all that. Now I got to figure out how to run the radio. KC8LTV.
Oh, they're a very nice radio. I really like mine. What antenna are you using? I have both of my rigs. They have the Diamond 7500.
I have to get up and get outside and look at it. It's just it's a magnet. It's a diamond. It's a magnet. It's not very tall, but the case is laying in the back, and I have to, not sure the exact number on it.
Well, if you're using diamond, you're using good stuff, man. Yeah, I've never had problems with these. Although, you know, these farmers get out and about with their combines, and they knock branches down. They break them, but they don't come into the ground. And then you drive through there where you've driven through there a zillion times, and yeah, there's a branch hanging down, and it was dark, and it hit my antenna and broke it.
Yeah, this one I had years ago was diamond too, but it was more solid. I don't remember the brand, what number it was, but it was like a solid, and you could bend it in the middle. You pull a sleeve down and bend over, you know, something. This one's really short, but works pretty good, I guess.
So much for technology, eh? Yeah, these diamonds, they work good. I like them. It wasn't that much. One of my friends told me you ain't going to find parts for it. Well, I went and I found a place, and they didn't carry it, but they knew the number to call the diamond to get them. And it was fairly cheap. I had to buy a phasing coil and the top part of my antenna. And phasing coil was like $12, and the top part was like $24. So it's worth it.
Yeah, this is real. Well, I can get out and look and tell you exactly what it is. It's not that big. It's not that big around either. I could actually almost go in the garage with it, but it was kind of bended a little bit. Probably only about a little over a foot tall, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's cool. You're getting out perfect. I mean, I hear you like you're sitting in the seat beside me.
Yeah, you're sounding real good, too, like you're sitting right here. Let me jump out real quick. I want to see what it... I got to know myself. Hang on, can you see it out, KB? Yeah, you still there? Can you see it out, KB?
K-A-Z-H-L, yeah, I'm still here.
Can you see it out, KB?
K-A-Z-H-L, yeah, I'm still here, buddy. K-A-Z-H-L, 73 clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Fog. 46 degrees.
KVHL monitoring. Anyone out there? KVHL, furniture clear.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Fog. 46 degrees.
WCB,
KYNU. KYNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening, Kenya. Your only day today, it sounds like you've been busy, and at least you got to sit back up. Hopefully the rest of the day went well for you.
Oh, it was a great day. Couldn't ask for anything better outside of being home, but it was a good day. It was easy, and glad to be off because I'm not back to work until next Tuesday.
Yes, there you go, and probably won't answer the phone either for overtime this weekend. But it'll be a nice break for you to spend with family and that for Thanksgiving and like say just in general just to get a break.
Yeah, for sure. I will not be answering the phone on that one. I will be ignoring that because they've been asking for overtime and it's like no, I'm good.
I get you there. And you know, too, you've taken a lot of the overtime, and you just can't, spread the wealth, I guess, a little bit. And I'm sure there'll be more coming up after the holidays here for between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I get you.
Yeah, no. If you don't sweeten the deal, I don't play. They need to either offer time and a half or double time for that. And if it's not either of those, then I got nothing for you.
Nope, I get you on that one. I get you there. Just definitely make it worth the while there, and absolutely. So. Yep, head north and not looking back.
Right, exactly. How was your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Not a lot going on. Obviously, just can't do anything outside with the rain. But, the groceries were delivered today, and wash. Did a couple of the nets last night, the double nickel, and also joined in on the Warren Cert net on the double nickel last night. So I got some opportunities there to participate. Good bets there, but other than that, we're doing okay.
Cool, cool, good. It sounds like you had a good day. I heard later on this week, Wednesday and Thursday, looking at getting some snow.
Yeah, I've heard that. Well, a lot more up north of here. Heard way up north in the UP, blizzard warning and like double-digit figures of snow. And I know me and Melissa are under a winter storm watch up there in Reed City, so the live are coming in from Houghton Lake for them, so hopefully they can celebrate Thanksgiving. But we might get a little bit out of it. Wait to see what the end of the week, what the weekend is going to bring.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, at least it's done on the day that I work, or the weekend that I work, because I'll let everybody else figure out how to drive on somebody else's shift.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. At least you don't have to rush out, clear the car off, snow and ice, and deal with that stuff, like you say, the calls. I used to dread working those days, especially the first snows. Man alive, just these calls, just be holding accidents. Just no fun. Good to be off.
Yeah, no. No. They say how much we're supposed to get. I was seeing anywhere from an inch to 3, and then some were saying a trace to 2. And, I don't know if they've settled on a number yet.
NAWCB, I don't think they've settled on a number yet. I'm like you. Those are the numbers I've heard so far. So I guess it still depends on the track of the system. And that I think the big concern right now for tomorrow is the 45, 50 mile an hour winds that are coming through. But I haven't heard a definite number on if we're going to get any snow or not. Are you guys doing the turkey trot? Are you helping out down there?
Anyway, nope. I had planned on it, and then heard nothing, and then finally got something. But it's like, well, you know, if we don't have the information pretty quick, then I can't help you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of wondering. It's like, I haven't heard an awful lot more about it, and I know you guys have talked about going down there, but you and your family plan to see the parade or whatever. But especially with with kind of the weather up in the air too, it makes it kind of hard to plan in that way too.
Yeah. I don't want to get out there and it's snow and the mess to try to get back up here. Especially on Thanksgiving, so we're gonna opt out, hang out up here, watch it on TV.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one. That's probably what we'll do here. Good place to be. It'll be warm, and you can always watch it on television. Instead of being out in the elements, dealing with crowds, taking a chance on getting connected or something like that, get a closer view, I guess, on TV.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Speaking of that, I want to pass you guys. guys here, and, you know, it's totally up to you guys. I still got a cough. I can't get rid of my cough. For whatever reason, it's just not liking me. So I still coughing. And then a couple of the kids have coughs. So it's up to you guys and whether you guys want to still come over this weekend or you know, what you guys want to do. Nobody's got fevers. There's no, you know, nothing like that. It's just they got a cough. So I figured I'd run that past here before the weekend to kind of have a heads up on it. And if you guys decide, you know what, we'll hold off, then that's fine. And then you know, if you guys decide that we still get together, that's fine too. But I figured I'd put it in your guys' ballpark so you guys can make the decision. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate the heads up. I'll let Mom know what's going on. Probably again a lot will. I think probably the weather will dictate a lot of it. Just some of the things I'm hearing about this system this weekend. We'll just take it a step at a time and just keep the date soft right now and. Go from there. And yeah, I think you're probably wise there. Back to the other subject, with you guys, having that, something like that going, you're wise to probably stay out of the elements as much as you can.
Yeah, we're trying to be careful. Like I said, it's just a cough, and I don't want to go in from a cough to something else. Can't afford the time to be down and for the kids and stuff like that. I just can't afford that stuff. So it's one of those things that we're just gonna play it safe.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you there. So well, like I said, we'll just kind of see how the week progresses. How you guys are feeling and how the weather goes, and we'll just take it a step at a time and plan it that way. I guess that's all right, but I appreciate the heads up there.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. And also, I got a second question here for you. Would you and Mom want a turkey? We were given 3 turkeys, and obviously we won't use 2 turkeys. Actually, technically, we got 6 turkeys, but we were able to get rid of 3 of them, and we still got 3 of them. So would you and Mom want a turkey?
Well, I don't know. I can't do it. Leo offered... turkey by text message here earlier today, so we appreciate it. I was going to say, never mind, I was going to kid around with you, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. I had a feeling when I talked about it last night, and she's like, well, we got extra turkeys, maybe Mom, Dad will want a turkey, and I'm like, oh, we can just offer it and see, and, they're still frozen, but, at least there's, something to have, to put back if you need it, and, turkey's one of those things that, you at least get a good couple meals out of it, so.
Exactly, and actually, it's kind of an answer to prayer, because, we were potentially looking for something for Christmas, so like I say, we appreciate it. There, what a blessing! Save it back and unthought there for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. We we have some friends give and they gave us they gave us some food too. So and we're like, well, hey, this is great. So we're planning on going back up there here for Christmas. And if you guys are interested in food pantry stuff, let us know, because this place will allow you to pick up for other people. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, just let me know or let Leo know. We're going to go up here in December, I believe their next one is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, again, we'll run that by Mom, but I'm sure she probably, I'm sure, you know, that would be one of those things that would be appreciated. You know, every little bit helps here, and, you know, if you guys need anything, you know, food-wise here, we're well-stocked, but, you know, it definitely will help us out. Man, it just amazes us. We were looking at meat and just for, you know, for Christmas, and it's like, wow, it's incredible how much beef and how much meat has gone up.
Yeah, it is insanely expensive, and a lot of these places that we go to, or you know, we're going to now, they give out meat, and they give out like venison, or they'll give out, you know, different foods. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for you guys as well.
And at WCB, well, again, we definitely appreciate it there. Like I say, it'll be a blessing, it'll be a help, and you know, appreciate you guys thinking of us in that way. That, like I say, that helps out a lot.
Yeah. So just let us know if that's something that, you know, that would be. If you guys want to do that, or if you guys are good, then we'll pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I'm sure Mom won't turn it down, but again, I'll give her a heads up there. But we appreciate that, and appreciate the turkey as well. That, like I say, it's a blessing. Like I say, it'll be a help for us for Christmas there.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good, and if we get more meat, we'll let you know, and that way then, too, you know, if we get a ham, we'll just pass on a ham to you guys, too.
Okay, definitely wouldn't find the ham, either, and, you know, hey, definitely got the freezer out there. It's good cold, and that'll definitely keep things cool till we need it there.
Okay, Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. This time we got fish this last time, so I'm like, we have some fish and chips here soon.
NAWCB, yeah, that definitely sounds pretty good. Fish and chips. If you can't beat that combination there, I don't blame you.
No, not at all. Especially when it comes to fish, I'm still a big fish and chips fan. There, you have to try out. You ever get a chance, you have to try out Terry's Parrots there. I think it's from Harrison. Yeah, it's on the Harrison site. But they have some really good fish and chips, and man, they give you a lot, too.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a lot of good things about Terry's Terrace. I would imagine their fish and chips are extremely good, I'm sure. One of these days, we never really get out that way too much anymore, but you never know. I could do a date night, or if you're out towards the water, might try it sometime.
station code. Station calling. Yeah, so there's a lot of good fishing ships out this way though. So but, come out this way there, Dad, and get some good old fishing chips. Yeah, that's for sure. I agree. They do have a lot, like I say, there's a lot of good eateries out in that direction, up towards your way and in the Clum there. It's definitely changed around here through the years. Of course, with Lakeside being shut down, a lot of that traffic around there is probably just not as much in there. And although there's still a lot of good stuff along haul roads, but I think you got some pretty good stuff up your way. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good food up here. And this keeps growing too. It keeps getting more, and it's nice. I'm sure it gives you guys some varieties, whether you're eating, you're looking, say, fish and chips, to eat, or some other type of a meal, different style or different flavor, at least you've got that choice, and I'm glad you can't beat that. No, right, exactly. Well, Dan, I am pulling in, but she had a good conversation on the way north, and hopefully she has a good night. If you guys need anything, let us know, and keep us posted. We'll let you guys know on the kids' stuff, and see how the weather goes, but let us know, and I'm not sure. I'll talk with Leo and see when we can drop that turkey off here to you guys. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon. Yes, indeed. I agree. I'm sure we'll be in contact, whether by radio or phone here over the next few days. So. Yeah, we'll just see how it leads up and go from there. But enjoy your mini vacation. Enjoy the holiday, and stay warm. And like I said, if you guys need anything, let us know on this end as well. But thanks for the ride along. 73 is an 88 to you and the family, and tell everyone we said hi. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 to Mom. KYMU.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
This is TOSO2, Gulf Fishing Uniform, monitoring the 50-101. This is TOSO2, Gulf Fishing Uniform, monitoring the 50-101. Talk. This is TOSO2, Gulf Fishing Uniform. Can you please repeat that? I did not copy.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Fog. 48 degrees.
KE2GVT, this is KE2GVU. KE2GVT, you have to press the top right button that says MON-S, then press the 8 key. Be able to set its tone and then turn it to set the exact tone, then press the PTT button to go out of that mode. This is KE2GVU. 2GVT, you have to press the band button, then use the main key as up and down. Then press the band button to enter it, then PTT to exit the menu. This is KE2GVU. You have to use the main and sub keypad buttons in order to change it up and down, not your frequency knob. KE2GVT, this is KE2GVU. Have you successfully set the tone yet? Please respond.
I was able to set my tone from your region.
I viewed you, but you have a lot of static. Can you try repositioning slightly? This is KE2GVU.
Alright, I came around outside to the north side. Is any better? KE2GVT?
That's better. I hear you loud and clear, Daddy. Next to make the first long-distance contact. How do I sound? This is QSO2, Golf 50 Uniform.
So you've been sounding really good. I could hear you inside, even while I was trying to work on my radio. I just didn't get that, the tone set right. But no, you sound really good the whole way, so you must be hitting the computer well. I think you couldn't hear me on the repeater until I got outside. KE2GVT.
That sounds about right. I'm hearing you pretty clear now. It's still a bit of static, but it's very intelligible. When are you planning on coming back? In the 30-minute range, 10-minute range? This is KE2GVU.
We'll have to see. We're wrapping up inside, but I'm going to get headed back your way across 10 minutes. KE2GVU.
Where is a KE2 call sign from? KF8BLX.
KF8BLX, this is KE2GVU. We're from Central New York, moved up, visiting here for Thanksgiving. This is KE2GVU.
Alrighty there, KETGDU. Good to have you in Michigan here. Good to hear you on the radio. Enjoy our link system. It works well. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. 73, and I'm going to go back monitoring here. KF8BLX.
KE2GVT, I'm going to go back inside and watch Grandpa show Peter the Mill. This has been Kilo Echo 2, Golf 50 Uniform. KSDOS, this is confirm your call sign. This is Kilo Echo 2, Golf 50 Uniform.
This is KE2GVU testing.
Audible. Try increasing your power.
Good evening, 21 hours. Fog, 47 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Mike Tango Golf.
Whiskey 8, Mike Tango Golf, W8YRC, how you doing?
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 48 degrees.
This is KE2GVU testing the computer.